Judy is, among other things, the owner, is it, of the Blue Plate Restaurant in Chatham, one of our really nice restaurants here in Columbia County. And apparently at the restaurant, they have the famous Blue Plate fudge sauce. And they've just had, last night, a fudge release party. And this is irresistible. I couldn't let this pass without Judy coming and telling us about the famous fudge sauce. So here she is, Miss Fudge.
Miss Fudge 19. No, it isn't the 19. Well, you know, this is nothing new to Blue Plate patrons, because this is the very same fudge sauce that we have been serving for all of our 15 years in existence. It was actually my old family recipe, which I refused to give to anybody until the time came when I realized they were tired of me up in the dessert kitchen, you know, using their pots and taking up the time. Do I need to speak a bit louder? Okay, I can't hear a thing. Oh, that's very good. Okay. Anyway, it occurred to me.
Grunberg family recipe?
Well, actually, yes. Or maybe the Backer family recipe. I don't even remember, but I know I think I started making it after I was married, so it would be Grunberg. We've been serving it to mild acclaim at the plate all these years. And I started making it because it was popular. I started making it for fundraising auctions, that sort of thing. I'd make a quart in my own kitchen, and I'd, you know, I labeled it, and it was quite popular, brought quite a lot in. And I took a photograph of one of the jars one day, maybe about 8 years ago, so that it could be put on the auction site of whatever organization was auctioning it. And we started getting requests. Oh, and Marcia, my manager, Marcia Curran at the Blue Plate, said, oh, can I have a picture of that for our website or our Facebook page? This may have been even before Facebook. In other words, BFB, but I'm not sure. And so I said, sure. And, you know, we started getting requests from Colorado and Arizona. Where can I get the sauce? Where can I get the sauce? And, you know, the wheels started moving in my head, and I began to think, you know, because when you're in the restaurant business, I don't have to tell anybody, you know, that it is not easy to make ends meet just selling your regular food to your regular customers, because expenses keep going up and so on. And of course, we want to be there for the next few hundred years. So it occurred to me, you know, this is so, you know, popular, and maybe there's a way of making it this in a commercial way. So, you know, I began thinking about it, talked with a few staff people, contacted, you know, Ag and Markets, the lab at Cornell, you know, got their 5,000-page CD explaining everything that you're supposed to know about when you want to produce something commercially. And it seemed doable. So here we are. I sent them a sample. They said, fine. It was shelf stable. It was fine. We could go ahead and do it. All we had to do was, you know, fill out a few forms. And it was easy, because the reason that it was easy for me is that we had already gone through most of the steps. You know, the first step is, and this is for all of you out there who love working in your kitchen and believe that you have a fabulous thing that you think everybody would love, and you've been making it for Thanksgiving for 18 years. So the first step is, you're asked, do you have a product that you think is saleable? So that's the first thing. Well, I knew it was, because we've been selling it for 15 years. So, okay, number one. Number two, you must do some survey, market surveys, you know, and focus groups. Well, we had market surveys. We had 15 years of market surveys. So that was it. Then you have to get a brand. You have to have a, you know, recognizable brand or a label or a logo or something. Well, we had that for all these years. In fact, from even before I took over the Blue Plate, because that was the original logo designed by Mark Rosenthal, the amazing illustrator. Hey, Mark, are you there? I'm giving you a plug. Actually, he's not there, but that's okay. And, you know, he's the one that painted the mural at the Blue Plate that you may all know. That's our famous mural. And in that mural, each character, I mean, many of our customers are represented in the mural. And that's, of course, maybe closer to 20 years ago. So I hope they're still out there, especially the dog. I like the dog. I think it was Tempe's dog, actually. So there you are. We went through that. That was like the first half of what you have to do. So for us, and then of course you have to have an inspected kitchen. Well, we couldn't be in the restaurant business without an inspected kitchen. So, you know, I had to contact the health department. They said, oh yes, we inspected the kitchen like last week and everything's fine, you know, thank goodness. And that's what happens. So then you have to choose the jar. Then you have to decide the size. Then you have to do, you know, the whole thing. And this took a whole lot. And finally, we pulled it all together. And so last night was either the fudge launch, if you want to call it that, or the fudge release party. And now, ladies and gentlemen and others, you will be able to buy this at various places in the county. The first place will, of course, be the restaurant, even though I wasn't anxious to sell it at the restaurant, but we saw two cases last night, so what can I say? We'll be at the Chatham Real Food Co-op Market because I've been involved with them since the beginning, and I would love to give them a little push.
And the market is open when?
Oh, the Real Food Co-op Market is open every day, but Monday, different hours. There are different hours. Most of the hours are 10 to 5. It's there. And we also have, it's at the Blue Plate. And we've got to speed up production because I have a feeling we're going to be a little behind the times. Are you a little worried about, you know, be careful what you wish for? Because I didn't really want to do too much publicity, so I'm going to stop talking about it right now. Because
well, except we want to know what size jar.
Oh, okay, I'll tell you. But and of course, the ingredient list is required right on the label, so there are no secrets there. It's just the proportions that are so important, and it's the songs that you sing while you're stirring. The bubbling fudge.
The label tells what song you sang when you bubble, bubble, toil and trouble.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, Ellen, I love it. I love it because I've been trying to think of a theme song. When we had music night last night, and we were trying to think, were there any songs with fudge and chocolate in them? And we couldn't think of any. But Sherry Mayorga might be making a song for us, which she will sing probably with Jana Murray, who is our manager at ReWraps. And we were sitting at the bar last night thinking of rhyming. Well, and of course I thought of Lincoln and Thinkin', because, you know, that's a good rhyme. And then let me see. What were the other things? The T-shirts. Those are the best. I wasn't even going to do this. My staff is crazy for T-shirts.
What color is the T-shirt?
Well, oh, I thought you'd never ask. Chocolate brown is actually, I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. The name of the color from that company is chocolate brown. I mean, could you go wrong with chocolate brown T-shirt?
Couldn't go wrong. But I still want to know what size jar.
I thought I'd said, Richard, 12 ounces. So, and you know, and it's pretty good because you can probably get at least 4 or 5 servings out of that jar. That took a lot of thought. You know, I knew I didn't want 8 ounces, and I knew I didn't want 16 ounces because that's really big and you'd have to charge too much. And 8 is kind of puny.
Do you mean 4 or 5 servings? Do you mean 4 or 5 sittings, like the 4 people around a table 4 times, or do you actually mean 4 servings?
I mean, well, four containers, now what we call them, glasses of fudge sundaes is what I mean. So in other words, you can get 4 or 5 beautiful fudge sundaes out of this, assuming that you use wonderful, beautiful local ice cream, which we always recommend, of course. And that's what I think. We haven't tested it yet, but last night, one of the perks of this party was that everybody in the restaurant last night received a sample fudge sundae.
It's not necessarily hot fudge sundae.
Oh, yes. It has to be. Oh, so sorry. Well, hot fudge when you serve it. So those of us, there are people who would prefer to just eat it with a spoon out of the jar, and that's, of course, not hot.
How do you heat it?
Ah, well, anyway, you can either, if you believe in microwaves, some people do not, of course, you could actually put the jar in the microwave and heat it, or you can spoon it out of the jar, because it's not hard, spoon it out of the jar into a small container and microwave it, or you can put it into a little pot of over water, you know, kind of steam it. or the jar, or a few spoons of it. Now, I personally, myself, around midnight, you know, when I'm hanging out at the computer, and I suddenly have this longing to have a really small sundae. And so I just take a couple of spoons.
How small is it?
It's smaller than a bread box. Oh, no. How small is it? Three fingers, two fingers. I don't know. Oh, Ellen. I don't know. I wonder what you would. Anyway, well, I'll think of something. Well, maybe like a soup spoon, a couple of soup spoons full, or a spoonsful. So I just take a teaspoon or two of fudge, and I just put it in a little custard cup. I put the custard cup in the microwave oven for about 10 or 12 seconds until it's just bubbling slightly and it's hot. Then I take my scoop and I take the vanilla ice cream. And of course, last night it happened to be pineapple coconut, but that's just because I didn't have any vanilla. But not at the restaurant. I mean, the diehard traditionalists have to have vanilla ice cream with their hot fudge sundae.
But the pineapple sounds pretty good, I must say.
It is pretty good, but I'd have to say that it's not a local brand. So I would, but I could. I think Ronniebrook, they do have a coconut, which would be really good. And actually, there are other local ice cream companies that sell ice cream in Hudson that would probably go very well with this ice cream. You know, any kind of thing, coconut I think is an especially good one.
Coconut and also raspberry. I don't know. Raspberries and chocolate go well together.
You know what? Everybody on this world, but me, thinks that. I have a raspberry problem, and I'm going to admit it here because I raspberry, and I also have a problem with certain honey. So that's really bad.
Oh.
That's kind of like vegans. But I do say that because I know people want to give me their beautiful fresh raspberries from their garden, and I kind of feel guilty because I feel like I'm depriving a real true raspberry lover. Of this delicacy, and so that's the thing. So that's why I wouldn't do it. But no reason you can't, Ellen. I think you would enjoy your raspberry.
I do agree with you that I think vanilla is it,
or
as
even
far
coffee.
As coffee ice cream. Let me ask: do you put chopped walnuts on top or anything like that?
We put whole half pecans. I am a pecan lover. You could do whatever you want, of course, in the privacy of your own kitchen. I'm not going to even go there.
This is when you serve it at the restaurant.
Oh, well, at the restaurant. Yes, this is what we do. We serve it with a number of pecans and whipped cream. Now, I also, when I make it for myself, I do not put whipped cream on it. And, well, part of it is because I'm lazy. I don't feel like getting out the heavy cream and whipping.
I thought you were going to say you're on a diet.
Oh, well, right. It's just that extra calorie overload there. You know, it's true. I mean, and I don't think this would go well with, like, no-fat ice cream. I mean, people could, or frozen yogurt, you know, or soy milk or something. I think you got to have the real thing. Although there is a brand of coconut, have you had this frozen coconut milk ice cream stuff? It's not really ice cream. I can't remember the brand. I know we sell it at the co-op. It's probably sold in other places around here. And that is quite creamy, and it looks like vanilla. And you could probably put fudge on that.
Is it gelato? Do they call it gelato?
No, gelato is a certain kind. No, gelato is actually made with milk. And possibly some cream, and that's just Italian ice cream. But no, this has no dairy products in it. That's why people. But of course, I have to admit that since we have butter in our fudge sauce, those people who can't eat dairy might have to eschew the fudge sauce. Actually, it's called. Oh, you don't see it here. It's called. It's called. Which is the first word? Oh, intense. It's called Judy's intense. Chewy fudge sauce. I always say that wrong.
And so the ingredients are butter?
Butter and cocoa and chocolate, two different kinds of chocolate, and agave.
Oh.
Agave, because you need a little of that, and I don't believe in corn sweeteners. So, you know, this is the thing. This is what makes it really pricey, but no, it's not that.
Are we allowed to ask the price on air, Richard? What is the...
Well, we're all curious about it.
Well, We are.
Right. Okay. I can tell you, we came to a decision. The price is going to be
$6.95. For 12 ounces.
Wait, is that right? Or is it seven? Oh, no, no, I'm so sorry. $7.95 for 12 ounces. Oh, that would be really bad. I'm bad with numbers. Now, we have checked all over the place at similar kinds of things, and this is right in the ballpark. In fact, a little bit less than a brand of 9 ounces that goes for over $7 that I found in a local health food store. Not in this county, of course. I wouldn't want to go there. So anyway, so you know, it's not cheap, but let's face it, good food is not cheap, and the love that goes into this is not cheap.
It's reasonable, is what it is.
And so you're making it right at the restaurant.
We're making it, yes, made here, sold here. No, it's made in our very own dessert kitchen, using, and of course we have to be absolutely assured. You, the customer, will be assured that it's made the same every single time. We don't fool around there. You know, like when I used to make it at home, I'd say, "Hey, I have a little extra this, put a little of that. You know, how about some bourbon?" No, we don't do any of that. I mean, we just stick to the procedure that we have the permission for.
Do you think that this blue plate fudge sauce, I want to keep saying that on air so people will be looking for it. Do you think it is going to be available at some point in the city of Hudson?
Well, you have only to ask. I would love to have it available in the city of Hudson. As soon as we can get our production up, I would think it would be wonderful. I would be delighted because it is a local product. Columbia County first, you know.
Meanwhile, I wanted to tell people about the Winterfest that's going to take place in Chatham. And I'm assuming that they could buy some fudge sauce if they went to the Winterfest. It's on Sunday. Is the food co-op may not be open, though.
The food co-op is open on Sunday.
It is. Okay.
Oh, boy, I can't hear anything either. Oh, is this off again?
It shouldn't be. I think maybe you're away. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can.
You can't hear yourself because you're not.
Oh, I have to be at the mic.
Oh, okay.
These guys are so technical. Oh, okay. It will be available. The co-op is open from 10 to 3 on Sundays. So if there's any left, it'll be there. But I did write to Marcy at the co-op and said, you know, to tell her, because she's just going to have a dozen jars there. And to remind her that if people, if they run out, just to take people's names, and we'll just make sure that we get them some in time, because we're not a factory, and you know, it's
how many a batch do you make at a time?
We can make about one batch is about 21 jars. We figured it out when we made the other day, and it's just a problem of how if we can keep the production going, because our dessert chef who makes the fudge sauce to serve to our restaurant customers, and of course it's on the menu, you know, every night. She just works certain days, and so we're probably going to have to, if we have you know, if there's a demand, a big demand, we may have to work many more hours, and I may be in there with my gloves and my stirrer, and I did put the labels on, the first labels. That was very exciting.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble.
I love that, Ellen, and so I'm going to have to tell Sherry about that. She's going to make a song. Yeah.
Well, Winterfest takes place in Chatham on Sunday from 11 to 4, and it's mostly on Main Street and Hudson Avenue, I assume.
Yes.
And I think it starts with a parade, a children's parade. And there are horse and wagon rides and caroling and bake sales. The fudge sauce will fit right in.
Oh, right. No, it's we hope that it's going to be a beautiful day, because it's fun to have, you know, people wandering around.
Now, this kind of replaces the first night celebrations, I guess, or whatever it was called.
Well, you know, that's interesting, Richard. I don't think there's been a first night for... I don't know, 10, well, I think I remember there was one in 2000. I can't remember. I mean, I don't think it lasted longer than that. But, you know, it's an attempt to get people to come out. And you guys have this a lot in Hudson. You don't seem to have a problem getting people walking around on the streets. But we don't have quite so many out in Chatham. So we're hoping that And, of course, rewraps, you all know about rewraps. I know you didn't ask me about it.
Oh, but tell us about rewraps.
But what's fun, and I hope that this will work out, we often have live models in the windows, some of our teenage models, modeling some of our latest winter fashions and moving around in the window. So that's always fun. Let's see what else. And I actually don't know. There's so many things happen at the last minute. People put specials out there. They put, there's probably going to be food and some drink and different things. The beer place will be open. You know about Chat and Brew, right?
Is this new?
Yeah.
Chat and Brew?
Chat and Brew. No, Chat and Brew's been around for a long time, but they've recently moved their location to Main Street, I call it the old Mini Chopper building, but that was probably 20 years ago. And now they're actually selling their growlers in there, and I haven't even been there. I haven't had time, but it's great because it's our very own beer. Across the street and on the corner, it's near the old Tracy or the new Tracy Memorial and the parking lot. It's a bunch of different stores. There was an ice cream store there.
Was there a dollar store there once?
Oh, yes. Yes, Ellen, that's right. There was a dollar store. It lasted a few years. And then somebody bought the place and made several small stores out of it. And then last year there was an ice cream store, I don't know if you remember that, in that front area. And that's the place that now the beer people have taken over. So I'm actually looking forward to going in there and getting my growler.
And, of course, Chatham has the wonderful Crandall Theater.
Yes.
And the film festival in October. And I see that, first of all, there's a free children's movie at the Winterfest. And there's a very interesting-sounding film Sunday afternoon at 4?
Yes.
And it's called,
I think it's The Late Quartet. It's
The Last Quartet?
The Late Quartet, uh-huh. Because it has to do with a quartet, I think, working on one of the late Beethoven quartets, but it's probably also a double entendre because, I don't want to give away anything, and
right.
I don't actually know
too
much about
cast.
It's supposed to be absolutely wonderful. And that's the actual bi-weekly, or is it bi-monthly now? Which is bi-monthly? Does that mean every other month or twice a month?
It would mean every other month.
Okay, so this is bi-weekly, which would mean every other week? Okay. Well, it's either bi-weekly or bi-monthly. I'm going to go and look that up, Richard. I'm not absolutely convinced.
Well, is it twice a week then? Or
no, what, it's twice a month.
No, but to your general question, though, how do you say twice a week? Do you say twice a week?
That's right.
Bi-weekly doesn't work there. It's twice a week.
You're probably right. So bi-weekly would be every other. Well, in any case, every other Sunday, the film club shows an independent film that, it's a one-time screening. And this Sunday happens to be at 4 o'clock, happens to be The Late Quartet. And what is the name of the children's movie?
I don't know the name of the children's movie. It was just mentioned as one of the things that's going to happen.
Okay.
This is at Winter Fest?
At Winter Fest.
Right.
Yes.
Well, the kids' movie, I think, is at 1 or 2 o'clock. And then the adult movie or the independent film movie is at 4 o'clock. And, of course, you should check the website because we're always talking about the fact that, sometimes even the person that programs the films doesn't know until a few days ahead which film is actually coming, and so it's very hard to know way ahead, except in this case they know about the kids' film. But
Judy, when you refer to the website, do you mean the website of the Chatham Film Club?
Oh, wait, I guess it's Crandall. It would be Crandall Theater, right, dot something.
Org, I think.
Is it dot org? Mm-hmm. Well, I know we're not for profit. Yeah, so maybe it's, so anyway, but if you look up Crandall Theater, there's probably only one in this part of the world, so you can't miss it.
Is it How to Train Your Dragon?
I don't know.
I'm looking at something right now. I hope it's not outdated from last year, but I see at 1 p.m. How to Train Your Dragon at the Crandall Theater.
you know, it's funny. That does not sound familiar for this year. I wonder what else it could be. Is there something called a Christmas something or the, no, I don't know.
This is current. So this is off the Rural Intelligence website. So is there more, and it's this year, is there more than one offering?
No.
Is it the, okay.
How that must train? Be right then. I'm remiss. You know, now that I no longer have young children, I don't pay a lot of attention to these things. I guess that's what it is.
Judy, if we can go back to fudge for a minute. This is all very interesting, but I have a burning question. You said that you did not have a fudge wrestling contest.
Oh, yes, right.
At the fudge release party.
Well, I thought people would be kind of grateful. I felt that it would be wasteful of product. But my first idea, you know, we have a very beautiful and young and healthy-looking staff, you know, there. And I thought, what if I could get a beautiful, you know, one of my those old bathtubs with the claw feet and put it down there and fill it with, you know. Anyway, I had some sort of silly ideas. That's if you want to get into the New York Times, I guess you have to do something like that. But and I don't want to get into the New York Times. I said that
because
here.
You're not ready for a production.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
And you better get ready. It's sounding.
Which reminds me, I'm going to tell this story because it's apocryphal. It's really, I don't know if many of you remember, but years ago, the old Village Bakery or the old Chatham Bakery in Chatham, where the Destino's is now, used to make every fall this most amazing pumpkin donut. They were excellent, and they were the only place where you could get pumpkin donuts. Well, we had a resident at the time, was a part-time Columbia County person. She happened to occasionally write something for the New York Times. So she said, in the New York Times, she talked about these pumpkin donuts. Well, those of us who were kind of relying on this every October went in, and no, we just sent, 500 dozen to the businessman in Tokyo or something. And it makes you know what I mean? So it just wasn't fair to us. So I feel like I don't want to be in the New York Times, so don't put me in the New York Times, okay?
Don't come a-calling. Do not call from the Times.
That's right. That's right. Are you listening out there? Anyway. So it wasn't, and you know, I feel like it's our patrons that have kept us in business all these years, and I really want them to keep them in fudge first.
Fudge, now, and also you mentioned the fudge pyramid. What is the fudge pyramid?
Did I mention
it's part of the food. Is it part of
the
food?
No, it was
the
photograph. It was because I was inspired. I piled the fudge sauce after we made the first batch. I piled some up into a pyramid, and I looked at them, and I was photographing them. And then I said, no. And so it was just a tagline, and I think it said, forget the food pyramid. We got the fudge pyramid. That's all. I mean, you know, it's kind of silly.
Well, the basic five are... as far as a friend of mine played the piano in the Radio City Orchestra for the Christmas show for years and years. And she said that all the people behind the scenes, all the Rockettes, all the orchestra guys, the guy that led the camels or took care of them, you know, the elves, the everything, were always exhausted because it was something like four or five shows a day. It was really something. And so they decided that the five basic things had to be eaten if they were going to survive. Mm-hmm. Salt, fat, caffeine, sugar, mm-hmm. probably alcohol. But I would substitute chocolate for that.
I think chocolate. Well, you know, I always say to people, actually, my favorite foods are vegetables. I mean, compared to what, you know, other things, because it's coffee, red wine, and chocolate. And they are all, you know, they're either beans or grapes or something. I mean, so that's got to be healthy, right?
Right. I think that's very funny. So those are the, you know.
Eat your vegetables, everyone.
That's right. Exactly. And then you'll be full of beans. Oh, that's really good.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to us all and to our listening audience?
Well, let's see. I do not know the meaning of life, so I can't talk about that. Although part of the meaning of life is chocolate, but, you know, we all know that. What would I like to say?
Well, you know, I just want to let people know that Judy, of course, is the producer, owner, entrepreneur that of PS21 Performance Tent in Chatham that operates during the summertime. And if you have any inkling of what might be coming this summer, it's a little early, but I know you're so well organized that you might.
Well, we do appear to be well organized, and we're somewhat well organized, but we are still working on it, so I feel that it would be premature to say anything to anybody. But if as soon as we're clear and things are in place, things will be on our website. And that's, you know, isn't that what everybody says nowadays? Just go to the website. So that's what I'm saying. And what is our website? Our website is PS21Chatham, one word, .org. I think that's correct. So, you know, if you go up now, you'll see, like, everything we've done for, you know, the past 6-7 seasons. But we're working on our 8th, and, you know, it'll be up there pretty soon. So don't despair. And if you want to get a print copy of a brochure, you just leave your name and address on our website, and we will send it to you when it's ready.
Am I telling tales out of school to say that there's been a wonderful emphasis at PS21 on dance, number one.
No, you're not out of.
And films, wonderful films, usually with a theme.
Yes,
a food theme, for example.
Well, last year was the food theme, absolutely. We're not going to repeat that this year, although there are many additional food films we could show. But we do have a theme for this year, and I think you're all going to be very pleased by its nature, but I can't tell you right now.
Is there anything else you need to tell us?
No, but this is so much fun. I love hanging out with you guys.
Well, we love having you.
And thank you. Thank you for asking.
Will you come back again?
Of course. Of course I'll come back. Anytime. Anytime at all. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure.
Thank you,
pleasure.
Judy.
Thank you, Judy.
That was great.
Very well.